Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
In America, half of every dollar spent on brand medicines goes to entities who don't make them. While middlemen like PBMs and 340B hospitals drive up costs, Biopharma is investing $500 billion in new infrastructure and manufacturing here at home and helping patients buy medicines directly at lower prices. Tell Washington to end middlemen markups and put American patients first. Visit phrma.org/middlemen.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. A nice welcome to the holidays. The holiday podcast of sorts as we are second week of December. What up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You were telling me that you watched one of these YouTube video versions of the podcast when Eddie was on it and hit the camera wasn't on him?
Was no. His left arm was on the camera. And it was a weird angle, and it was a complete mess.
Is that right?
As a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to watch. I'll have to make sure Eddie's got his camera lined up properly.
Yeah, I watched a couple of things. I downloaded this podcast from Thursday to watch on the plane, and I couldn't get my eyes off Eddie's left arm, which was funny. I watched Death by Lightning, the James Garfield docu. Sure, I don't know what you call it, but it was a very four-part series about the assassination of President Garfield, which was very interesting. And I started watching the Diddy documentary, where I saw the first two of the four parts.
Yeah, I'm a big documentary guy. The Diddy one, I don't know.
I wasn't going to watch it. Sal sold me on it when I left here on Wednesday. I'm like, I'll give it a try. I had it all weekend, and I finally put it on after the Michigan game on Saturday night coming home. And it was good. They have a lot of footage of him leading into the trial because he had a camera crew there. And the footage from when he started his career is very interesting.
So is it more about his problems or is just his whole career?
But everything. It starts with the current day, and they've got so much video from him coming up through the ranks. They talk about... not overly. It's only a four-part series, so it can't be that much. But they talk about growing up with his mom, what it was like. His dad died young, and it was pretty good. A lot I didn't know about with the whole Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur stuff. Again, a lot of MTV footage. He seems like he was a bad guy. Like, really good kid, and then when the money hit him, that's the way I'm gathering it through two parts so far.
No, maybe I will watch this.
It's interesting.
Part of me didn't want to be like, oh, is this going to glorify him or whatever?
No, I don't think it does. No, I don't think it does. I think they give you enough of how he started out as a very good kid and clearly went in the wrong direction.
All right, I'll give that a shot.
It's interesting.
I'll pop it on.
Yeah, you may like it, you may not. I don't know.
So I noticed something this over the weekend with Spotify podcasts. Podcasts on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
They are now giving download numbers. You know, same way you can, with a caveat, if you will, Jerry. You know how you can see views on YouTube?
Yes, and you're going to be embarrassed if you've got 7 views or you've got 7 million views.
Yeah, so what I've noticed is on Spotify now, under podcasts, they will tell you how many downloads there are. But they don't tell you unless it's 50,000 or more per episode.
Oh.
So we are under 50,000, so we have nothing. Boomer and Gio are under 50,000. I went through a bunch of the podcasts that I listen to and look at.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting to look at like the Joe Rogan and the Theo Vaughn just to see how much the guest affects the podcast
numbers.
Oh,
that's interesting.
You know,
sure,
like,
sure.
But Joe Rogan, I was looking at like everything's at 1 million. And then if it's a guest that crosses over more, it's 2 million or 3 million or 4 million.
Sure.
Same with Theo Vaughn. His were like, if it was a really good guest, maybe 1 million. And then if it was not great, 500,000. But it was interesting to look because like Bill Maher had none that were over 50,000.
No kids. That's surprising to me.
That was surprising to me as well.
But, you know, I sit there and say that at the same time, if you're doing 30 and 40,000 downloads, it's still a pretty good number.
Pretty good number.
It's a very good number.
Yeah, that's true.
You get jaded by the top guys, of course, when you see 7 figures, 1 million, 2 million. And I understand that. It's like when you don't compare yourself to Mr. Beast on YouTube.
Yeah.
You'll want to, you know.
That's true.
Dig a hole and crawl in it.
Right. I'm like, oh, you're not getting as much as Joe Rogan, but he's the top of the charts.
But I think if you're doing anything, to me, I would think a 10,000 or more is solid. I really think
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I think even if you get 5,000 and you do enough of them, then that's pretty good.
It's a good number.
Yeah, it's not bad.
If people still care enough to listen, I think that's great.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely, Jerry. I noticed a couple different things that women do. And I want to see if you've noticed this, experienced this, or if men do this as well, and I'm only seeing it with women.
Okay. I mean, I've been married for 26 years now, and I've been with my wife for 30-something years, whatever that is. And I do have a mom and a sister.
All right.
So I'd like to think.
So I will tell you that when Gina is stressed out for whatever, job, whatever it is, she rearranges the furniture in the house. Have you noticed women rearranging furniture?
No.
I think this is a woman thing.
It might be, not the women in my life.
It's more of like a control thing, right? So like if something is out of your control, your work, your whatever, then something that is in your control is if you move furniture around.
Okay.
So she like moves furniture around a lot. She's also like always changing couches, different furniture things. Like I have a couch and it sits there. It will be there until I get a new couch.
Right.
And then that one will, and that won't happen until that couch is like, people will be saying to me like, you really need to get a new couch.
Outdated, not comfortable.
Beat up. It's just a disaster. Where she will get like a new couch like in 3 years, go, this couch is not working for me.
You're kidding.
I'm going to get a new couch. And then there's moving of the couches. I was moving furniture this weekend.
Wow.
I'm not a furniture mover, Jerry.
I understand.
I don't
so you
like,
and her are moving the furniture around the house.
Correct.
That
I don't like moving furniture.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't like it. But what am I supposed to do?
Nothing. You help her.
Right.
That's it. I don't have that issue. I do like a good move the furniture every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it does. Sometimes it does freshen up the place.
It gives you a different look, maybe a different shade of paint on the wall, maneuver the furniture around. It feels like a different dwelling.
I have heard people say that you should change up what you have hanging on your walls, even if you just move them. Like you keep the same things, but move them around.
So just freshens it up. I literally just said that to Kim the other day. Like these photos, we need to update. And we do. Like we have a lot of updated photos, but we still have some really old photos
that,
you know, hey, the boys aren't 2 and 7 anymore. I mean, it's cute, love it, but we also have that in the electronic frame.
Yeah.
That we have, like, so
yeah, change it up.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I could see doing that.
Yeah,
it's just the furniture moving to me is just like so much work. Like, yeah. I don't like to. I'm always worried I'm going to hurt my back, hurt my hernia surgeries that I had two of in the past. I just don't want to be moving furniture.
Yeah, I feel for you. I don't move furniture.
To the point where yesterday we actually purchased...
Furniture men?
No, those furniture... Like, you can put the straps under furniture, and then you insert your hands and lift up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jerry. This is what I was doing.
Sounds like a glorious Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, moving furniture.
Sorry to hear that.
I can't even, like... My house, all I could really do is move my bedroom from upstairs to downstairs. But then I'd have a kitchen in my bedroom. I have a very small space.
And then where's your living room? Upstairs?
Upstairs.
Like a loft living room?
Yeah. Which that could be cool.
You'd really confuse your dog.
Oh, my God. That dog would be very confused.
That's because we have a bathroom upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah.
Where's the shower?
Upstairs.
You got to be upstairs then.
So upstairs is the bedroom and the full bathroom.
Right.
Downstairs is half bath. Kitchen, living room.
I mean, you live alone. You could shower in the sink if you want. It doesn't matter.
I could.
Just put your bare ass in the sink, get the sprayer.
Don't think I might not do it if I don't feel like walking up those stairs.
Ah, that is true.
That would really throw the dog off,
Yes,
though.
It would. Yes, it would. What else did you learn about women?
Secondly, women have a very difficult time, if they are driving, also telling a story.
Hmm.
Like, while they're telling a story.
But the problem is, Kim never drives. I always drive.
And I'm not talking about you get on a highway and you're driving and the woman has a story to tell you. I'm talking about if you're on local roads and a woman is trying to relay a story to you, this stop at a stop sign, just sit there and finish the story. It's like, you have to go. Or they'll see the light is green, they're slowing down as they're talking, and then are talking. I'm like, you're in the middle of the road.
This is another one. I have zero experience with this. I'm 0 for 2 with you.
I have that I think when women tell a story while driving on local roads.
So are you saying that women can't think and say and do two things at once?
That's what I'm saying. Well, they might. I'm saying driving can't be one of them. If a woman is telling a detailed story that she has to, you know, relay properly. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like that. And this is what must happen. You never be like you're in a car and you're like, what is this person in front of me doing?
Oh, for sure.
It's a woman telling a story.
I've been in a car with a guy who drives like that.
Yeah.
And it's not even storytelling. It's just he's spacey. And it's like, dude, it's 45 mile an hour speed limit. Why are you doing 32?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
And I get maybe that's why I always drive when I can. I get very anxious in the passenger side if someone is either driving like a maniac or just going too slow and causing a jam up, and people are going past you, giving you the finger, like "let's go, move."
Yeah.
So, but I don't have that experience with a woman like you do. It's just been with my one particular friend who I don't really care to drive with anymore.
Yeah.
Not that I do anyway, but
then another thing is women hate a dirty windshield. Where I feel like a man, we could drive around with filthy windshields.
My wife doesn't like a dirty car. Period. So a dirty windshield would drive her crazy.
Like, yeah, where they're like you're not.
She wants it clean.
Yeah, you're not washing the windshield.
Yeah, you also, my wife, as long as I've known her, has always had the most spotless car inside and out. Now, she doesn't wash it as much, but she hates a dirty car. Like, for instance, baseball season, not that my son's playing anymore, but for the last 16 years, my car would be a disaster after every weekend. If you're going to clean it, I'm like, no, why not? We have practice tomorrow night. Why am I going to clean it? I'm going to have cleats in it tomorrow night. And literally within a month, my car just smells like out. It's gross.
It smells like a boy.
Yes. We would take her car on a weekend tournament. Sunday night, if it's not too late, she's taking it to the car wash where they got that huge, great vacuum. She's getting it washed. She's vacuuming it. If not, she's doing it first thing Monday morning. So... that is very true. Whether it's a windshield or not, she's a neat freak with the car.
I used to love to have a clean inside of my car.
I know.
There's no controlling the outside of your car. You have no idea. Like
right.
Yeah, I have cement on the outside of my car. I have yellow street paint. It's like a lot goes on here. But I felt like I could control the inside of my car.
Till I got a dog. That dog has just been a boom for you, hasn't it?
Till I got a freaking dog. And I used to think about Eddie Scazzeri's car. Like every once in a while, Eddie would be kind enough to drive me somewhere. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this car is covered.
Now, what have you become, Al?
Same car. My car is Eddie Scazzeri's car
the
now.
Dog hairs in the air.
And there's no, like, to say, oh, vacuum it. It does not come up.
No, you're not getting it all.
You're not getting it all.
No.
And then for what reason? Like you just said with the boys baseball, I'm going to clean the car now. And in 2 days, I've got another baseball game. Like, yeah. I'm like, in 3 days, I'm going to have to move this dog in the car.
That is true.
It's just a mess.
Yep. Yep. I think if you've got some time, so like the times I would clean my car would be when we wouldn't have, like when we would get a break. Usually we would stop playing at the end of July or the first week in August and we wouldn't have anything for 3 weeks. At that point, I'm cleaning the car. But once we start again, oh, not doing that until it's over. It's a waste.
Yeah. It is a waste.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop. Low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
I feel like there's a couple things on my car I'm going to attempt to fix.
Change and fix.
Fix myself.
I like this.
But I'm waiting. I have some time off around the holidays. I'm waiting till then in case I do something that makes the car inoperable.
You can't come to work?
Yeah. Like, I can't do that on a Sunday.
All right, so hit me with one.
So there's this. You ever see these things you can plug into your car? Like under your steering wheel, there's like a plug.
Forward to the
like a diagnostics
the stats of the car.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one from T-Mobile a while ago.
Yeah, so they have one like you can like if you're it's really for if your check engine light comes on.
Yeah.
You plug this thing into the car and it tells you what the check engine light means. It gives you codes.
Yeah.
So every once in a while I do it to my car even if I don't have a check engine light come on. Cuz actually you can do it where it tests your battery to see how strong your battery is. So I said, "All right, the winter's coming, let me check my battery." So I check that. And in the process, these three red lights come up on the app that's connected to this. So you have three issues going on here.
Really?
And it gives me the codes. So then I went into the ChatGPT, and I typed in the codes to see what they were. Mm-hmm. And it said, these are what it means for your make and model.
Okay.
So one of the things is there's an over where the air filter is in the air intake area. I didn't even know this thing exists, but there's something in there that you could unscrew, take it out, and you spray it with this cleaner because it's got all gunk. It's gunked up for over the years. And that supposedly it can make, if you don't clean it, your car might idle weird and this sort of stuff, which I have been noticing with my car. Also, it's 177,000 miles on it. So I was like, okay. And I watched YouTube videos on it. That looks reasonable. Okay. Like, I feel like I could do that.
Fair enough.
But they're like, no, if you drop this thing, you're screwed. Like, do not drop it.
Right.
So I got to take this thing out, spray it, let it dry, put it back in, and hope for the best.
Okay.
But I don't trust that I'm not going to do something.
Like you drop it.
Like I'll drop it.
Right. Well, try not to drop it. That does seem very doable, though.
That seems doable, right?
Yeah. Well, how much is a replacement?
$200.
Ooh. That sucks. Okay, don't drop it.
Yeah, I feel like I could do that without dropping.
Fair enough. Number two.
Well, the air filter itself, which is easy on a lot of cars. On my car, for whatever reason, it is a very tight fit, and it's better if you disconnect the whole unit, take it off,
they make it do complicated. It,
then put it back in.
I know.
That way. So I'm going to do that. I feel like I could do that without really any problems.
Okay.
And
then what was the third red light?
Oh, yeah. What were the other red lights? Well, the one red light said, your seatbelt in a crash may not tighten quick enough. That's what it said.
You're not doing anything.
I can't do anything with that. That I'm not happening.
You might as well get a new car then.
So it was that. It was the... I forget what the... Now I forget what the third
thing called. That cylinder thing you had to change?
Yeah. I forget what the third one was.
So you got three things.
Yeah, I got three things.
Okay.
But
you're not changing, but you're not fixing your seatbelt.
No, I'm not doing that one. No. So do you have one of these things that you can?
I used to. I don't use it anymore.
When you said you had it by T-Mobile, why would T-Mobile do it?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what some of them do? Some of them, like, you can get one from your insurance company.
Mm-hmm. Or tracks you?
It tracks your speed and all. So if it's, you show them that you're under the speed limit or not too much over the speed limit, your rates could go down.
I didn't have it for
that. That seems
though.
Like Big Brother.
And this is another one where I'm really bad about this.
Yeah.
I'm still paying for it every month.
What?
And I haven't used it
this
in
diagnostic
years.
Tool?
Yeah.
With a car?
Yeah. T-Mobile Car Diagnostics.
There's a whole bunch of
there
different
it is.
Brands.
SyncUp.
SyncUp.
So what does it do?
Yeah.
Tracking app? I don't even know what it does. Now, this says it's a Wi-Fi hotspot. I don't think mine did that. This probably might be the newer model. What does it do? Let's see.
Yeah, I think you can drive with it on.
Oh, I used to. I had it on.
You did?
I had it in for at least a year. I don't know why. Let's see. What does it tell you? I don't know why I stopped,
yeah,
but
what
I did.
What does it tell
you? All right. It says T-Mobile's car diagnostic, primarily through the SyncUp drive device. That's what I have. Tells you about your car's health, battery, fuel, engine, right? Location and driving habits. So you're right. I could probably do that. The app offers preventative maintenance alerts, roadside assistance. Really? No kidding. I must have roadside assistance, like, from three different sources, and yet if something happens, I don't know who to call.
Correct. They must all go to the same place.
I get, yeah, AAA.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's, I'm going to try and find it. I'm going to try and plug it back in. Let me see if it works.
Yes. The one I use, I just looked it up, is called Fixed, F-I-X-D.
Okay.
Fixed.
So you bought this, like, on Amazon or something?
I bought the device, which is free.
Right.
You can pay for advanced features to really tell you what's
right.
going on, but it does give you a heads up if something is like imminent.
Got it.
Now I feel like I still have a little time because nothing has shown up on my dashboard yet.
Right, that's where the indicator lights on your dashboard is the most important thing.
Yeah.
The one thing I would say with these things, and maybe this is why I don't really remember why I unplugged it, but. You also don't want to become a lunatic and start panicking over
yes.
things that you don't have to worry about yet.
Right.
You know, that's what the indicator lights are supposed to be for. And even in a lot of cases with those, you still got time. You know, if these things are giving you alerts before the car is alerted or recognizes it, I'd be a little soon.
Yeah, like I feel like if I went down to my mechanic, and I have a very honest mechanic, I feel like I found an honest guy.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went down to him and said, could you clean the thing by my air intake? He'd be like, why?
Right.
That's what he would say. Yeah. What is it doing some of it? Oh, no, I ran a diagnostic tool. And instead he'd be like, no.
Right. That's a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
And you don't have to.
Correct. But that's, I've told you many times the years I worked in the shop, in the garage, how many things are not all that necessary, but it doesn't hurt. And you know what that means? They charge you and sell you on stuff you really don't need, but they're not hurting anybody. They're not screwing up your car. It probably is good to do. You don't have to, though.
Right. I know. This is like, there are guys that like to tinker with their cars in their own garages.
Yeah,
and
which
this
is great.
This is the type of thing you would do. You'd take out this air intake thing. You'd
For
spray
sure.
it down. You clean it out.
There's nothing wrong with doing it.
Right.
It probably does help the car.
Right.
To some degree. But you know what helps the car, too, is, you know, treating it right, putting in decent fuel, even though I'm still a regular. Oh, no, actually, not true. I use the Sunoco fuel now because my car's got 1,000 miles on it. But, you know, so my car, for instance, I bought with, I think, 49,000 miles I bought with it. It's at 225 now, 224, something like that. I've had it over 5 years now. And I have done, in term not repairs, in terms of maintenance, I have done nothing but change the oil. Like, that's it. Now, I've had some issues because the car's old and a couple of things have gone on it. I forget exactly what they are, but the more I look into it, once you get to these miles, things start to break. And I've had things fixed. But, like, I tell you right now, I don't think I've ever done a tune-up on the car. Ever.
Like, have you changed the spark plugs?
No. Nope. I mean, if I have to, I will, but no, I haven't.
I think sometimes, if you change things, you could also trigger a problem.
Maybe.
I will tell you this. There's sometimes where they go, people say you should change your transmission fluid.
Yes, I've heard
right?
that too.
Like change your transmission
fluid. I have never changed transmission fluid in any car I've ever had.
But I've also seen a lot of stuff online that says, like if you when you get your car, you change your transmission fluid on a regular basis, it's good and you should do that and it helps. If you're 100,000 miles in and you are going to change my, they'll tell you don't do that.
Leave it alone.
Because there is buildup in it. But if you change it out.
It's almost like it shocks it, right?
Almost like it's going to flush out and knock off all the corroded stuff into the that could get then into the transmission.
That's interesting.
Where it's like, if you didn't do it to a certain point, you're not doing it.
Well, I think I'm long past that point.
Yeah, you and I are long past
224,000 miles. Yeah. I think I'm good.
They would tell you, don't change your transmission.
I gotta tell you, I started looking into what my car is new.
Yeah.
Because, you know, right now, I need to prepare for. I told you, I'm just trying to get through the winter. I would love to get a new car in the spring. Around March or April, that's kind of my thought. And I'm like, I've never bought a new car. It's always a car coming off a lease program. So I'm looking at everything from another Prius to the Ford Maverick that I like a lot to another, I have this Volkswagen GTI that I really like.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Like it. $35,000 for this small little car.
Yeah.
What? Like, it's like buying a new car to me is just not, I don't know. To me, I buy cars that have 35, 40,000 miles. I drive them just as long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seems like just a waste of money. And I know it'd be nice to have a new car. I've never had one. But I don't know.
Did you hear what Boomer was doing for Eddie?
I did. Very impressed.
He's buying Eddie a car.
I don't know. Was that supposed to be made public?
I think no one listens to this. He's buying Eddie a Ford.
A gorgeous Ford.
For his retirement.
Yes, I know. I also heard Eddie say, I can't accept it till my wife approves.
Did he?
Yes. He's got to check in with his wife first.
That's great.
Oh, I understand. She handles the finances.
That's true.
And there
right.
are things that come along with
Good
that.
Point. Good
so
point.
So I do understand that. But I said in that case, listen, hon, no. We're accepting this. That's what a great gesture by him.
It's also funny because Eddie's trying to figure out. They're now working on how do you get a stick shift version? You know, because no one has
vehicle,
them on the
huh?
lots. Yeah,
that's
even in that vehicle.
So that's the one thing I'm starting to realize. I might not be able to have a 5-speed going. They're hard to find.
Very hard to find. Yeah, especially if you're looking for a used car.
Yeah, not easy. And I really don't want. I don't like the automatic. I don't. I like the Prius. I had that for 5 years. Great car. I can deal with that, but I do. I like the 5s. I don't like just putting it in drive and going. Just, I don't know.
One of the things, you know, that was a beautiful gesture, Boomer, too.
Beautiful gesture.
Which reminds me, I should retire before Boomer.
You've been with him longer than Eddie. What, is he going to buy you a new condo?
If Boomer leaves before me, I ain't getting a new car. You know what I'm saying, Jerry? All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow on a Tuesday. You're in all this week. Is that correct, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm not off again until, like, next year.
Next year. Okay. We'll see you
next year's in 3 weeks.
I mean, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
And we'll see you for the rest of the year. And until then, see you!
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online. And more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.